When my voice is proper, all things are proper. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When my voice is proper, all things are proper. We all know about people who are bosses and people who are employees and people who think that they know how the job should be run, how the work should be done, and how things should be handled. And they want to tell their boss exactly how to do it. They want to come to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 5, but they want to, after they get to work, they then go and make themselves a cup of coffee, they go and take care of their personal details, and they go and do their potty, and then they have a coffee break at say 9:30 or 10, and they enjoy that coffee break, and they have another potty break, and then noontime comes along. Well, at 11:45, they prepare for their lunch. They put aside their work, and they stop doing all their activities, and then they get ready to have their lunch. And when noon comes, they stop instantly every work activity that they might have been doing, if they haven't stopped already. And then they eat a leisurely lunch. And then as soon as they're done eating, they go out for a walk, perhaps, or perhaps they go to a restaurant or whatever they do. And they come back usually around 1:15 or something like that. And after they get back, they go to the bathroom. And then they fix themselves a cup of coffee. And they go to their desk and they fiddle around a little bit, do some of their work, and then take a break at 3 o'clock and take another break at 5, and get ready to quit work. It's quitting time at 5, so that means 4:30 or 5, they wind up the stuff on their desk and put all their things away and they stop working. Well, that makes for a very minus 8-hour day, if you have an 8-hour day. And the company is not really gaining the full benefit of those work hours. But this is what an employee feels is his rightful desert. And with the work of the unions, the union sort of fights that the employee has the right for these special privileges and these special activities. These people who are having these hourly jobs and so forth, they say, gee, it'd be wonderful to be rich. It'd be wonderful to be a wealthy person. It'd be wonderful to have a great deal of money. It'd be wonderful to be an entrepreneur, and it'd be wonderful. Never once realizing that every employee is an entrepreneur. Every employee does one beautiful thing. They sell themselves to the boss, to the company, to the customer, and to the world, and to themselves, and to their family. Now, all of these media that they sell themselves to are very interesting media. All are very important, and all play a very important role in the part of each employee's activity and lifestyle. And as the employee goes day after day, or week after week, or year after year, in this muddle-through type of living, they become slower and slower in their progress, not because they're lazy or not because they don't know how to do the job, but they feel that they have earned the right not to work so hard. They have earned the right not to give their best. They've earned the right to flake off. And flake off is what they do. All of us know what that's about. We've all done that at various times in our life, at low levels of our life where we didn't feel we were really very good. There's a statement in the services that you never volunteer for anything. And yet, all the men in the services who are the ones who volunteer are the ones who climb up the ladder as become great, wonderful leaders of men. They are the people who respect the job, respect the opportunity, respect the position that they're holding, and are not thinking that the world owes them a living. They're there to prove to the world how great they are and how wonderful they are and how competent they are and how able they are to do anything they want to do. When we take a new look at who we are, we stop thinking about giving only half of our talent to our work. If a man gave his wife just half of his love, he would get a half a marriage, and the woman giving to her husband only half of her love. If the children do not respect their parents as their leaders, their guides, their role models, the children will never be respectable themselves at any stage of their life until they first become respectable of themselves and who they are and what role they're playing. This is true for all of us. The day that we wake up to realize that we're not God for somebody else, we're only God for ourselves, we're not the leader for somebody else, we're only the leader for ourselves, the role model that we show to ourselves and to our world is exactly what the world shows to us. And if we show to the world that we really care, the world will show to us that it really cares. This is how life goes on. This is how the world goes around. And this is what it's all about. Think on these things and pay attention to them, because it's not a matter that somebody else is running your life or telling you what to do. It's a matter of what your goals are. And do your goals require your giving your best at all times, being the best at all times, expecting the best out of yourself and your world at all times? And as this is true, all the world will look at you and say, "Wow, what a wonderful person." That would be kind of nice, wouldn't it? And I say to me, "Wow, Herb, you're a wonderful person." Because in all things I give my best. And all the people who are surrounding me, all the people in my life, they too give their very best. And I say, "Wow, I am surrounded by the most beautiful, efficient, loving, capable, competent people the world has ever known, and how great it is." Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.